isn't a repeat incident, the group also stepped up with security. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sandy Williams is here. I'm glad he's here. Sandy!
Yeah.
Former governor, Tommy Thompson. How long was he governor here? 14 years, somewhere around there?
It was a long time. It wasn't so bad that it felt like an eternity, but it was damn close to an eternity.
Yeah, it was. And so he went down to break bread with Donald Trump. Rebecca Clayfish did the same thing. I don't think Kevin Nicholson is going to go. I don't think is going to go down. The other guy, this wacko guy, I forgot how you pronounce his name, starts with an R. He's running for governor. He's a Trumpkin. And it looks like, for all the world, that Tommy Thompson is going to be running for governor again.
Tommy. You know, Tommy was I think a pretty good governor, and he was governor at a lucky time to be governor, because the national economy was booming, and when the national economy booms, the state revenue coffers fill up, and the state was running surpluses under Tommy, not because of something he was doing to save money, but because there was so much revenue coming in. And with all that revenue coming in, Tommy really was in a position to say yes to almost anything that cost money that seemed like any kind of good public policy. And so he didn't have to ruffle feathers much at all. He didn't have to go through a ringing budget process. He had a good tenure, and you know, a lot of times it's luck. And he was lucky in that regard. You know, and then he went off and did the
Health and Human Services. But he didn't have a lot of enemies.
But that's why. I mean, when you don't have to ruffle feathers. And Tommy has a hell of a
personality.
He's got a great political personality. I can tell a story. Long ago, I had clients at a Brewers game. I knew Tommy from only way back. And he came running up and shook my hand and acted like we were the oldest friends. And maybe he did feel that way. He acted like that. I know my clients were very impressed at the time. And so he definitely is a sort of a born politician. I had known him early in my career and his career when I worked for the governor along in the early 70s, and he was just an assemblyman from Elroy, Wisconsin, and basically a kid. And, you know, he lucked into being governor because Tony Earle was not, it turns out, a very good candidate, for at least a very popular candidate.
Right.
And then he became, obviously, a governor who was quite popular and won re-election, I think probably with some pretty big margins. I'm very, very sorry to see that someone with Tommy's political stature in the state of Wisconsin felt compelled to go down and genuflect to Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago in a very unseemly process that some people would describe as I don't know, kissing the donkey, except the word isn't, the word that for that animal isn't donkey in that context.
Tommy Thompson and his meteoric rise, I mean, or even on the national level, I remember when they were talking about him becoming, Health and Human Services guy. And it's not like, you know, Tommy was the most articulate person in the world. And, I mean, I'm not challenging that. That didn't have anything
to
do.
Well, he spoke in Wisconsin colloquialisms.
Yeah. Yeah, but on a national level,
You
had to wonder if that was going to work, right?
Yeah, well, and, you know, he does have an untiring and unfailing political ambition, I think. He was toying with the idea of running for president, I think, against Obama. And so I think he just can't quite put politics away, and he doesn't want to go to sleep in terms of what he does. You know, I think he fashioned a fairly successful personal life in terms of financially and being on boards and things, which he was able to purloin based on his background in politics. But here he is, 80 years old, and he's clearly sniffing around.
So you look at this, and if Joe Biden became the president of the United States, people would say, what is he talking about? He's 80 years old. He needs to go somewhere and sit down.
Well, apparently 80.
It's the new
65 60. Or something, you know.
And here, it's not inconceivable anymore that he could run. I think if there hadn't been Joe Biden, he would have never given it a second thought.
Yeah, Joe's opened the door. He's opened the door for me. I'm trying to
You're
think.
You're not quite there.
Not quite.
But the thing is, do you think he has a chance?
Sure. I think of all people, he probably would draw from him. I think even though he has done this very unseemly thing of going down to Mar-a-Lago and apparently genuflecting for his Donald. I think his appeal in the state and his name recognition and what have you is pretty broad. I think Evers has been a perfectly competent governor, but not an exciting one, and not one that has put his name on the lips of everyone in the state. You know, I personally think Evers has done a very competent job and would favor him getting reelected. But I think someone like Tommy would have a pretty good run at it. And I don't know whether age, you know, I doubt whether. You know, particularly Evers, but people are pretty civil and pretty polite about bringing up someone's age.
So,
and I think people will make their own judgment. Tommy will stand in front of audiences and talk, and they'll decide whether they think he's got the vigor.
So you and I, in our generation, knows former Governor Tommy Thompson well, and so we understand. But I don't know if people, a large enough a group of people in the state mm-hmm. really know of what Tommy Thompson did in the past and whether or not, you know, that is still recognizable by a large group.
Well, I do think this. I think that the metropolitan Milwaukee area has a big effect on who gets elected. And by metropolitan Milwaukee, I'm meaning to include suburban Milwaukee.
Right.
And that includes the Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha County folks. And I do think Tommy would probably do quite well in terms of retaining the Republican votes that are swing, potentially independent votes that seem to have a lot to do with who gets elected to statewide office in Wisconsin. So, yeah, look, I'm trying to act like a political pundit here. I'm barely that, I'll tell you. But
well,
that's my concept in terms of thinking about it.
So let's see if he mixes, or he certainly will cause some consternation with Rebecca Clayfish and Martin Nicholson and the other guy. I mean, what are you going to be talking about? Maybe five.
Sure. And the more people that run, the better someone with an age-old name recognition like Tommy. And who can't like someone who's named Tommy?
You know? Well, and especially, I don't know, Sandy, are you still water skiing?
I have tried it, and I did a lot of it in my youth, but
this is my point.
But the same thing happened to me that happened to Tommy. When you try to water ski in a more geriatric period of your life, you tend to hurt yourself
yeah.
a little bit. You don't even have to fall to necessarily do a job.
Anyway, let me, and nobody knows yet the outcome of what it's going to be, but the more people that get in the race, you know, on the Republican side, does it bode better for Governor Evers?
It really depends on who runs. You know, I think the interest in statewide elections in Wisconsin is a much shorter fuse in terms of the public interest associated with it. So, you know, we don't even know the name of this guy that starts with an R.
Yeah.
and so But we know something about him.
Yeah.
So I think that it really depends on who gets nominated and then what the race looks like coming down, because it is obviously Wisconsin is quite purple and elections are going to be close. And so there's going to be a lot of judgments made in the last couple of months about it. I think Evers probably has a pretty, Wisconsin is sitting pretty good.
You know, there aren't, they can throw arrows at Governor Evers. And many and you listen to conservative talk radio and whatnot, and they're trying their best to.
Well, they're having trouble finding. I mean, if you stop people on the street and said, "What is it that Governor Evers has done that you don't like?" I think people would have a lot of trouble formulating a list.
That's my point.
Starting even with number one.
Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah.
And it's not too often that a governor only gets one term in Wisconsin.
Right.
Earl
is the last.
I know.
Last one.
I kind of hope that for the balance that needs to be had in the state, that Evers, we need to have Evers there another 4 years.
I think my sense is that he's becoming more professional in the way he's able to carry out the job of governor. Sense that.
Well, the learning period he's accomplished that.
Yeah, I think he's worked his way through a learning period, and I think the office, and I would say that just like in the presidency, the governor has to rely on a lot of people around him. The state government is nowhere near as complex as the federal, but there's no question, based on my personal experience, that how a governor is able to govern a state is highly dependent on who he has around him. And my sense is that he's got pretty good people around him. There hasn't been much negative about them either.
There's always, and as a matter of fact, we're going to have him on, not Thompson, but Evers, shortly. And every time I always reach out to him, his people are always amiable about coming on the air. And every time I have a conversation with him, man, he's as good a person as you're going to find. You almost thought that he didn't fit.
Well,
with politics.
I think one of the reasons he looked that way is he looks like someone who's always done his homework.
Yeah.
And gotten really good grades. And I think he probably is. I think he is that person.
Yeah. All right. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Sandy Williams Hours. It's Friday. You tuned into the Early News Show. We'll be right back.